Exodus chapter 29. This is what you shall do to consecrate them, so that they may minister to me as priests. Take one young bull and two rams without defect, and unleavened bread, unleavened cakes mixed with olive oil, and unleavened wafers spread with oil. You shall make them of fine wheat flour. You shall put them into one basket, and bring them in the basket with the bull and two rams. Then you shall bring Aaron and his sons to the door of the tent of meeting, and wash them with water. You shall take the garments and clothe Aaron with the tunic, the robe of the ephod, and the breastpiece, and wrap the skillfully woven waistband around the ephod. You shall set the turban on his head, and put the holy medallion on the turban. Then you shall take the anointing oil and pour it on his head and anoint him. Bring forward his sons and clothe them with the tunics. Wrap Aaron and his sons with the waist sashes and tie headbands on them, and they shall have the priesthood by perpetual ordinance. This is how you shall consecrate Aaron and his sons. You shall bring the bull before the tent of meeting. There Aaron and his sons shall lay their hands upon the head of the bull. Then you shall slay the bull before the Lord at the entrance of the tent of meeting. Take of the blood of the bull and put it on the horns of the altar with your finger, and pour out the rest of the blood at the base of the altar. You shall take all the fat that covers the internal organs, the lobe on the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, and burn them on the altar. But the flesh of the bull, its skin, and its dung, you shall burn with fire outside the camp. It is a sin offering. You shall also take one ram. Then Aaron and his sons shall lay their hands on the head of the ram. Then you shall slay the lamb, and you shall take its blood and sprinkle it around against the sides of the altar. You shall cut the ram into pieces and wash its internal organs and the legs, and put them with the other pieces and its head. Then you shall burn the whole ram on the altar. It is a burnt offering to the Lord, a sweet aroma, an offering made by fire to the Lord. Then you shall take the other ram, and Aaron and his sons shall lay their hands on the head of the ram. Slay the ram, and take some of its blood, and put it on the lobes of the right ear of Aaron and his sons, on the thumb of their right hand, and on the big toe of their right foot, and then sprinkle the remaining blood around the sides of the altar. You shall take some of the blood that is on the altar, and some of the anointing oil, and sprinkle it on Aaron and his garments, and on his sons and their garments with him. Then he shall be holy along with his garments, his sons, and his sons' garments. Also you shall take the fat of the ram, the fat tail, the fat that covers the internal organs, the lobe of the liver, the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, along with the right thigh, for it is a ram of consecration, and one loaf of bread, one cake of oiled bread, and one wafer from the basket of unleavened bread that is before the Lord. You shall put all these in the hands of Aaron and his sons, and wave them as a wave offering before the Lord. You shall take them from their hands, and burn them on the altar along with the burnt offering, for a sweet aroma before the Lord. It is an offering made by fire to the Lord. You shall take the breast of Aaron's ram of consecration and wave it for a wave offering before the Lord, and it shall be your portion. You shall consecrate the breast of the wave offering and the thigh from the ram of consecration for Aaron and his sons. It belongs to Aaron and his sons as their portion forever from the Israelites, for it is an offering, and it shall be an offering from the Israelites, from the sacrifices of their fellowship offerings. It is an offering to the Lord. The holy garments of Aaron shall be handed down to his sons after him. They shall be anointed and consecrated in them. The son who is priest after him shall put them on for 7 days when he comes to the tent of meeting to minister in the holy place. You shall take the ram of consecration and boil its meat in a holy place. Then Aaron and his sons shall eat the meat of the ram and the bread that is in the basket at the entrance of the tent of meeting. They alone may eat those things by which atonement was made, to ordain and consecrate them. But no one else may eat these things, because they are holy. If any of the meat of the ordination, or any of the bread, is left over until morning, then you shall burn it up with fire. It must not be eaten, because it is holy. This is what you will do to Aaron and to his sons, according to all that I have commanded you. For 7 days you shall consecrate them. Every day you shall offer a bull for a sin offering for atonement. You shall purify the altar when you make an atonement for it. You shall anoint it to consecrate it. 7 days you shall make atonement for the altar and consecrate it. Afterwards the altar shall be absolutely holy. Whatever touches the altar will be holy. Now this is what you shall offer on the altar daily. 2 lambs, 1 year old, offer the one lamb in the morning and the other lamb in the evening. With the one lamb, offer 2 quarts of fine flour mixed with 1 quart of oil from pressed olives and 1 quart of wine for a drink offering. Offer the other lamb in the evening with the same grain offering and drink offering as in the morning, for a sweet aroma, an offering made by fire to the Lord. It shall be the regular burnt offering throughout your generations at the entrance of the tent of meeting before the Lord, where I meet with you to speak to you. There I will meet with the Israelites, and it shall be sanctified by my glory. So I will make holy the tent of meeting and the altar. Aaron and his sons I will make holy to minister before me as priests. Then I will dwell among the Israelites and will be their God. Then they will know that I am the Lord their God, who brought them out of the land of Egypt, so that I might dwell among them. I am the Lord their God.